Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 21, His Closeness. Seeing them straining at the oars, He came to them, walking on the sea. Mark 6, verse 48. As a young girl, Psalm 46 was one of my favorite scriptures. I was always impressed by the fact that God is both our refuge and strength, a very present help, even in the midst of a disaster. This psalm provided a great comfort to my young soul. Now, as an adult, I continue to rely on God's powerful, comforting presence and in His ability to be close to me at all times, especially in the midst of the dark and painful storms of life. Surely, He is our very present help in trouble. It was the evening after a busy day of ministry. Mark tells us that the disciples were in a boat in the middle of the lake, while Jesus had stayed behind on the land. Though physically distant, there was no spiritual separation between them. Jesus was always aware of their whereabouts. This is when the storm hits, and the disciples, apparently left on their own, seem to be losing their battle against the forces of nature. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, He came to them, walking on the sea. Mark 6, verse 48. This is such a comforting verse. Jesus saw them struggling. At no point was Jesus unaware of the location and situation of His beloved followers, even though He was not physically with them. He came to aid them in their time of need, as a response to His awareness of their struggle. He chose to come to them in the fourth watch of the night, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Yet at all times He was conscious of their whereabouts. It is in our most difficult hour that we may experience most vividly God's closeness to us. There is no darkness so dense that the Son of God cannot penetrate with His light. Jesus came walking to them on the water, which was a unique demonstration of His sovereign power and divinity. Even though His disciples had seen the multiplication of bread, they had not fully understood the depth of the divine identity of Jesus, nor His salvific plan. May you be encouraged by the realization that the most powerful being in the universe is also the closest to you in time of need.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!